This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Jungle Deep. The podcast that explores the tropical lifestyle. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Jungle Deep. This is your host, Dr. Jones. We are on safari, and I am here with you to learn, to have fun, and to explore the jungle. This is your host, Dr. Jones. Let's say that you personally assume the task of communicating to the public the need for preservation of wildlife. How will you do it? We will give you just a few short minutes. How do you capture the attention of millions of people and get them to listen to your message? Now, how do you do it when using Britain's most popular TV talent show, Britain's Got Talent? And now, how do you do it when you were only 7 years old? Courageous? Yes, absolutely. Impossible? Not to little Olivia Binfield, who loves animals with all her heart. Olivia came up with an idea and then went on to do something. I would never have had the cleverness or the fortitude to do it, especially at age 7. This little girl went out onto this giant stage in front of thousands of people in the audience and millions on TV and recited a poem she wrote and got a standing ovation. You will hear excerpts of her performance. To watch the video in its entirety, and of course you can find it at our Jungle Deep website, it is wonderful. It is hilarious. And if it doesn't bring a tear to your eye, you better check your heart. I hope this means something special to all you conservationists out there in the field, getting bitten and muddied to do your work to help the planet. To know that back at home, there are we children backing you up and trying to help. I dedicate this episode to you. Olivia Binfield is a conservation hero in my eyes, and I think you will think so too. Today we get to meet and talk to Olivia and her mom in England about how Olivia did it, why she did it, and what she's doing now to help save animals. And of course, she wants to grow up to be a zoologist.
Please listen to my passion. Although it may not be in fashion, I cannot sing it. You might laugh. I cannot dance. You'd say that I was daft. But I am 7, and I want these animals to last.
Hello?
Hello, it's me again. This is Dr. Jones with Jungle Deep. And I'm talking to Olivia?
Yes.
Okay. Is Mum there too?
I'm here, yes. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, can hear you fine. Olivia, I gotta tell you, I think what you did was super. Just super, super, super. You're like a hero of mine. I think it's wonderful, especially when kids put out the effort to try to make things better in this world. We need help. The animals need help. And what you did is just amazing. I'm very impressed, and that's why we're talking today.
Thank you.
Okay, well, this is a bit of a trick, because I'm in California, but we're talking to Olivia and Jenny way over in England. They're in England today. Whereabouts in England are you guys?
Eastleigh.
In Kent, in England.
Oh, in Kent.
About 2 hours from London.
All righty, and what's the weather like in England today?
Yeah, beautiful, actually, today. Really nice.
It's a summer day. I was just wondering how it was there.
Yes, it's a beautiful sunny day today. It's been warm.
And it's the evening, getting on evening time there in England now, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, thank you both for joining us on the show today. Olivia, I got to tell you, I'm just, as you know, I'm very impressed with what you're doing and what you did. It was quite a surprise to find that. It's the first time I'd seen anybody go on that show and bring up an important topic, an issue that needs public concern, and you did it, and you did it in a surprising way, and it was just amazing, such an inspiration. I am, just really pleased to get to talk to you, and I want to find out all about how that happened. Now, Olivia, right now, you're going to school, right?
Yes.
You're how old? You're 9? Are you still 9 years old?
I'm 10.
You're 10 now. Okay. And when you did that show was back when you were 7, so that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Britain's Got Talent. It's a big show with a big audience and a big television audience. And, of course, now it's up on the Internet. It's been on the Internet for 3 years. People have been discovering this video of your appearance. You got a standing ovation. I have a few questions about that. First of all, how did you come up with the idea in the very beginning? Did Mom think of this, or did you think of this, or somebody else? Who came up with this idea of you going on that show?
I thought of it because I wanted to show more people about conservation and animals that are in danger and need our help.
You thought of it yourself, the idea that you could go on the show and tell people that?
Yes.
Well, that was a brilliant idea. If I had thought of it, right away I'd get too scared to do it. How did you have enough courage to get up in front of all those people? Have you gotten up in front of people before like that?
No, I don't really get nervous.
Oh, you don't. Well, you came across with a lot of confidence on the show, that's for sure. You did a great job. So you just don't get nervous? You weren't afraid, huh?
No.
Well, that makes you a perfect spokesperson for wildlife. I think that's great. So you got this idea. You wanted to go on the show. Did you have a poem already that you'd already written, or did you have to come up with one for the show?
I'd written it for the show.
You wrote it right for the show. Wow. And had you been writing poetry before, I guess?
Yes.
Are you still writing poetry today?
Yes, I am.
And is it okay that I call you a wildlife poet?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because you're still writing poetry for wildlife even today, is that right?
Yes.
Wow. See, you're the first wildlife poet I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure there must be some more out there, but I just haven't met any before you. I think it's a great idea using poetry to help draw people's attention to the fact that, you know, there's animals in danger of extinction, and other animals go extinct, and all of wildlife is really in trouble today. They're losing their homes all over the world.
Yes, so many causes, like pollution, deforestation, poaching.
Yes, yeah, they got a lot going against them. They need all the friends they can get. I've been thinking about getting some kind of T-shirt or something just to wear around and let people know that animals need more friends. They do, don't they?
They do.
They do. They need a lot more friends. So you wrote this poem for the show. You got the idea. Now, what did your mom say? Did she say you're crazy when you first told her? Or did she say, oh boy, here we go?
She was very worried.
I was nervous, but she wasn't.
So Mom was very worried?
Yes. I was a bit nervous for her, for going in front of all the people, but she wasn't nervous at all, so...
Wow. And she came up with this idea, Jenny, and you just said, oh, okay, let's go.
Yeah, basically we sat there and she wrote all these things and then she put it together and we talked about it and we said, okay, let's do it. But we didn't think ever it would get through or she would get as far as she did with it.
Yeah, wow. How could you predict a standing ovation like that? It's just awesome. Wow. Well, you guys are something else. I love it when people just get an idea to help the environment and just go do it. I mean, that's not real common, you know. I think you guys are terrific. Well, did you have to travel far to go do that show?
We had to travel to London.
Ah, so that was a couple-hour drive for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they have, like, tryouts in the beginning before you even got on the show? Or what was that like? Tell me a little bit. What did you have to do?
Yeah. They do have this thing. It's like a audition in front of the director.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you took a corn snake.
I took a corn snake before I took Lucy.
Ah, did that corn snake hold still? Because sometimes they move around a lot.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, was he wiggly?
He was very wiggly, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be a distraction. Well, I think the boa was a good choice. That boa named Lucy. I thought that was a wonderful name for a boa constrictor.
Yeah.
People probably think you have a zoo at home. You want to tell us about the animals? What animals do you have there at home?
We have 3 dogs, Labradors, and a rabbit, a horse.
Oh, uh-huh. What are the dogs' names?
The dogs, there's 2 girls, chocolate Labradors, called Coco and buttons. And there's the boy, who's a golden Labrador, called Biscuit.
Well, three labs, that's a lot of doggy energy around the house.
A lot of barking.
That's a pretty big family of dogs. Labs are great dogs, though. I love Labradors. Well, and you got a bunny and a horse, and you used to have a boa named Lucy, but you've lost Lucy now. She's gone, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she died, to just explain to our audience. That was a big snake, so she probably died of old age, I imagine.
He did.
Yeah, she was that was a big boa. Was Lucy already a pet of yours that you decided to use in the show, or did you get her for the show, or what? How'd that happen?
She was a friend snake and used to stay with us sometimes, so Olivia got very attached to her, and she just stayed with us sometimes because we were worried about the dogs.
Yeah, well, so you kind of borrowed Lucy for the show, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good idea, though, I think, because Boa's, of course, it looked like Lucy was holding on pretty tight. I think Lucy was a little more nervous than you were. Everybody was concerned about whether you could get enough air to breathe there for a while.
I could breathe.
Yeah, yeah. You did this. You got up there on the stage. That's a huge stage. And there you are delivering your message about the importance of saving endangered animals. And I want our audience to know we have links to this video segment on the show notes page. So you got to see it. It's a lot of fun and important message, too. And Olivia does such a great job of delivering it that you've got to go to our show notes page and check out this video. Now, what about after the show? I'm just curious. Did you guys go out and do something special to celebrate?
We had a dinner at a restaurant.
Uh-huh. Well, I would have thought a performance like that would have guaranteed you an ice cream sundae or something like that. You'll have to negotiate for that next time, right?
Yeah.
Or don't you like ice cream? Now, I know you're a vegetarian, right?
Yes, I am.
So you're still a vegetarian. You've been a vegetarian for years now, is that right?
I have.
Yeah, wow. And nobody else in the family is a vegetarian.
Nobody but me. I've been a vegetarian since I was three.
Yeah, I understood that very early on you made that decision. Well, luckily, ice cream, you can eat ice cream as a vegetarian, right?
Yeah, you can.
Lots of vegetarian ice cream out there. Okay. All right, good job. Now, what happened after the show? Now, you won that round that we see on the video, so, of course, they invited you back to do it again. Did you do it again?
We stayed in a hotel
and they went to this place in London where they told you if you were going to the semi-finals or not.
And did you go to the semi-finals?
No.
You didn't do a second stage show then, a performance a second time on stage?
I did.
You did do a second one?
Yes.
But you didn't go on past that?
Yes.
I was looking for that second video, that next video, and it's not up online, and I understand for some technicality that makes no sense, they don't have it up online, and that's a real shame because I would love to see it. How did the second one go? Did it go pretty good, too?
Yes, it did.
And Lucy cooperated?
Yes.
Because, you know, I've done lots of shows with animals myself. I've had lots of snakes, but sometimes things go wrong. You can't always count on the critters, you know. Sometimes they do things you don't expect, but boas are very well behaved. So.
Yeah, I wanted to do it with different animals, but that wasn't really possible.
Yeah, that would have been nice to have a different animal. Do you have an idea what animal you'd use the next time if you were to do it again?
Oh, sure. A bigger, better animal.
A bigger one, yeah. Yeah.
You are listening to
Jungle Deep.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Now, more of
Jungle Deep.
So you're going to read for us the poem that you wrote called Respect for Rhinos.
Yes.
Very good. Well, you just proceed when you're ready then. We'd love to hear it.
The rhino has lived for millions of years. Who are we to destroy it? Just because of superstitious fears. Enormous, enchanting, beautiful beast. He needs our voice. Let's give him that, at least. Greedy poachers breaking the laws, always wanting more and more, queuing up to two a day. imminent extinction. Please, no way. Listen to these creatures cry out in pain. Poachers, you should hang your heads in shame. The acrid reek of death fills the hunter's soul. Help me, please. This is getting out of control. I saw a rhino. His horns had been cut away. Barely breathing, unable to smile or play. My eyes filled with tears. Come on, join my crusade. Let's do all we can to end this sickening trade.
Wow, that's terrific. You read that with such feeling, too. That was really, really good. Well, thank you very
much.
Thank
you.
What happened after the show? I mean, that must have made you famous. Did you feel like you were famous?
Sort of. A little bit.
Yeah? Yeah, I mean, did anybody, like, you'd never met before come up to you and say, hey, I saw you on TV?
Yes, lots of people have done that. I've been invited to a zoo in Jersey called Darrell Zoo. Do you know Darrell?
Yeah, I've heard the name, yes. They have a zoo there that you went to, yeah?
Like,
tell us about that. I'll be quiet.
It's a zoo in Jersey, and it's owned by Lee Darrell because Gerald Darrell passed away. It's got lots of animals there, and Gerald Darrell got them himself. He traveled the world and brought them to the zoo in Jersey.
And what kind of animals did you see there?
I held a poisonous dart frog.
Uh-huh. They're beautiful.
Yes, they are. I went into the turtle's enclosure, and I held another corn snake. There too. And I fed a Komodo dragon baby.
Wow. They have a Komodo dragon there?
Yes, two young ones.
Wow. That's amazing. They're the largest lizards in the world.
They are.
And do they have things like tigers?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh. And I bet you were kind of a star at the zoo.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone stopped and talked to you.
Just stopped and talked to me.
They did put you on television in Jersey?
Yes. It's a little clip.
Uh-huh.
You can see it on the internet.
I think I have, yeah. The clip I saw, you were looking at tigers.
That's a different video.
That's a different one. So you went...
I got invited to a private big cat conservation center.
Oh, I see. So you kind of got invited around to by various zoos and stuff to see their animals.
Like, and I've been filmed by some Chinese TV and stuff like that.
Yeah. Tell us about that. Chinese television came over and took pictures of you. You were on a TV show in China?
Yes.
Chinese Central Television, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wow. Now, they never came over and took movies of me. So you really reached people all around the world, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Make more people see how important animals are.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit more about that. What are some of the things you know about what's going on? What is happening to the animals, and do you know what we can do about it?
All around the world, different types of animals are being killed for their fur, bones, medicine, things like that. And we have to do something about it, otherwise there won't be any animals left.
What are some of the animals that you know of that are particularly in danger right now?
Snow leopards, tigers, animals like gorillas, and so many.
There are, aren't there?
And pandas.
What about the elephants and rhinos? There are poachers attacking them, it seems, every day. I mean, they're losing a lot of rhinos and elephants right now, and then tigers. And then I just heard that because tigers are so rare and so hard to find now, that they're switching to lions, that they're killing lions instead and using their bones for Chinese medicine and that kind of thing. It's terrible.
It is.
Well, I think the animals from the rainforest are very, very beautiful and just amazing creatures. I've got to keep many of them myself. I've kept poison dart frogs and even did some breeding of poison dart frogs, and they're gorgeous. They're just amazing, amazing creatures. They all look like they've been painted. Just beautiful colors. Gentle little souls. Their habitat's being destroyed, too. Rainforests are being cut down. Amazing amounts of rainforests are being destroyed for crops, often, to grow crops for food for people around the world.
Yeah.
So some of it's poaching, but some of it's just to grow food that we eat so much of and we waste so much of. I understand about 50% over here in the United States, about half of our food is just wasted.
Yeah.
Never gets eaten. What a terrible thing to destroy a rainforest to grow food and then we turn around and waste it. That's just craziness going on.
It's horrible.
Well, what do you think, Olivia, what people should do about it?
There are conservation centers and people should read about all the different types of things that are going on and see how they can help, like adopting animals and giving money.
Donations, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to be more careful what we do.
Probably things we can do in our life. Do you have some ideas, things we can do at home to help this situation?
Recycle.
Yeah.
And stop wasting things.
Yeah, because if we recycle things like paper or even aluminum comes from mines that are found in the rainforest, so they wouldn't have to destroy rainforest to make more aluminum if we recycled more of that. And then not wasting food would help, huh?
And even if you do lots of little things, they all help this big thing.
They all add up, don't they?
They do.
They add up and they make a difference. You started out with learn more about it, and that's very good because, you know, I came up with a list of 5 things. I asked myself, what can people do? What should they do? Because people ask me that all the time. What can I do to help save the rainforest? So I came up with a list of 5 things that people could do to help save the rainforest, and I have it on my website, so people can go there and just click on that, and they can even print it out if they want. The first thing I mentioned is, well, learn more about it. You need to learn about it. You got to read, you got to talk to people, watch the shows, learn more about what's going on so that you know about it and you can help put a stop to it. And then things you can do to help put a stop to it, you've mentioned. Plus, I suggest people get involved in politics, let their leaders know what they want, that they want these animals protected and they want these environments protected. That's another thing we can do.
And if you don't know of it, how are you supposed to help them? You need people to know about it.
Yep. That's right. And you do a lot of reading. I understand you have quite a few books on the subject. Is that true?
I do.
So you're a good reader, are you?
Yes, I love reading.
And it sounds like you still plan to be a zoologist. Are you still thinking that way?
I do.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk a little bit about your projects now. Do you have some wildlife projects you're involved in at this time?
Tiger Time.
Tiger Time?
By David Shepherd.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a wildlife conservation center for helping tigers from all around the world, and the ambassador is David Shepherd, and I'm an ambassador.
So you're an ambassador for them, so you help tell people like you're doing right now on the show about their project. How are they helping tigers? What do they do to help tigers?
They sell things to raise money for them.
They do fundraising. Do they help them in the wild?
The piano thing. You did a thing, didn't you?
Yes.
You did a photo shoot.
A photo shoot, yes.
With Samantha Fox.
Uh-huh.
To things the tigers had, people had killed tigers for.
Yes.
Tell them about that, Olivia. About all the people, what did they have?
They killed tiger skins for rugs and decorations and things like that. And the medicines, the bones and teeth and things like that, they grind to make Chinese medicine. When you kill a tiger, every part of the body is used.
Yeah, well, it's used for some very dumb things, if you ask me. What a waste, huh?
Yeah, there's a Chinese remedy where you sleep on tiger skulls to get rid of your headache.
Well, we've done a program on tigers, and they're very endangered. The numbers keep dropping, and they're such beautiful animals.
Steve Irwin's daughter. Do you know Steve Irwin?
Yeah. Steve Irwin, yeah.
His daughter, Bindi Irwin, sent me letters and things like that, and I'm an ambassador for their zoo. His daughter, Bindi Irwin.
His daughter. I see. Uh-huh.
Because Steve Irwin's dead, of course.
Right, yeah. That happened a few years ago. I didn't remember when.
Yeah, she wrote to me.
Yeah, how nice. How nice. Do you plan to go to Australia and visit their zoo someday?
Yeah, I'd like to.
I bet. Well, do you have any projects for the future? Are you thinking about anything new at this point?
I'm writing a book.
Oh.
I'm writing a book.
Well, tell us about your book. Can you do that?
Yes, I'm writing a book about tigers in the wild. And I'm also doing lots of poems, and I like drawing as well.
Really? So you'll have some artwork in this book too, do you think?
Yes, I will. I love drawing.
That's great.
And tigers are really, really good to draw because of all the stripes.
Right.
As are leopards.
Do you have some?
And jaguars.
Yeah, they're beautiful and fun to draw, I bet, huh? Are you going to have any of these drawings on your website? Because you have your very own website now, right?
Yes. I'm not sure if we have any drawings on there.
Not yet. No, we could do. We should put some on, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you really should. We'd love to see them. Maybe you could send some to me. Maybe you could get them scanned, you know, with a scanner. Somebody, you know, have a scanner on their computer, and you could then send your drawings around. That'd be great. I'd sure like to put some up.
Yes. I've sold some of my drawings for charity.
Yeah, I bet. Well,
helping the animals.
I'd feel lucky if I got one of your drawings. Especially if you autographed it, that'd be special.
Thank you.
You got to keep that up. You could be quite a leader, but you know what? You know, most people that are interested in animals, you got like two paths that you could follow, or you could do both of them. But most people, well, they choose one or the other. They either are academics, where they go to schools and colleges and they do research and maybe travel the world, do field studies and that kind of thing. That's what I think of when you say a zoologist. I tend to think of somebody who's really studies that stuff. And then the other path is, as a conservationist, you could become an educator, an environmental educator or wildlife educator, where you teach people about wildlife and you deal with people more than the animals, and you help to educate people about the animals. Now, so far, you've been doing both. Do you think you'll do both in the years ahead, or do you like talking to people and teaching them things, or would you rather just work with the animals?
I do both.
You do both. Well, good for you. We need more educators. Well, of course, we need more of everything to help out this problem, but it's great because, you're good at talking to people about the animals, and that's great. So you want to do both. You want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Well, you could be quite a leader and inspire a lot of people, especially children. Do you think children can make a difference? Tell us about that. I'm sure children often ask you, what can they do? Because sometimes kids don't think they can do anything.
Anyone can do anything. Every little helps.
Do you find children are interested and ask you questions about the animals?
Yes. Children at schools. Sometimes you have so many people who are older doing it. And sometimes the young people are what you need.
Well, sometimes kids will listen to kids better than they will grown-ups. And sometimes even grown-ups listen to kids better than they do other grown-ups. I find that true. I find when children speak up about something they care about, I tend to listen.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's right. That's good. You know, it's your world too, isn't it?
Everyone's world. Everyone needs to protect it and look after it. Otherwise, we won't have one. I want to reach more people. And everyone needs to know about the animals and their plight.
Well said. It's been great talking to you. We're running out of time here, but I'm so glad you came on the show. I want you to stay in touch with me and let me know what you're doing. Send me some reports or newsletters or something once in a while, or call me or whatever you want to do. But I sure want to keep tabs on you and follow you and what you're doing as you learn more about animals in school and as you go out and talk to people. You came up with a great idea for that. I mean, how else could somebody talk to thousands of people in an audience and millions of people on TV and millions of more people on the internet? And you achieved all that with one simple idea about going on stage and reciting your poem. And that one simple idea and that one simple act that you did, you reached a lot of people with an important message. I think that was brilliant, and I'll bet you could go on and do other great things to help the animals.
Yeah, I'll always try to help the animals as long as there are animals there to be helped.
I know you do, and I so much appreciate that. Will you stay in touch with me and come back on the show sometime?
Of course.
Okay, great.
I will.
Great. And thank you, Jenny, for being there and helping to make this happen, too. And your support of Olivia, too, it's important. It's important what you're doing.
Yes. It's important to let a child have their passion and let it come out in all the ways that they can, I think. It's very important.
You're a powerful team, you two. I want you to keep doing it and do more of it. We need it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, and goodbye now.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me on the podcast that provides both the science and the romance of the jungle, Jungle Deep. You have heard only an excerpt of Olivia's famous poem from the Britain's Got Talent show. You are going to want to see her performance in its entirety. You can access that video clip both on Olivia's own website, oliviabinfield.co.uk, and on her show notes page, episode 27, at jungledeep.org. You can email Olivia at jennybenfield@yahoo.com. That's Jenny Benfield, JennyBinfield, @yahoo.com. You will find on our Jungle Deep website the show notes page for this episode, number 27. Be sure to pay a visit because I have for you there beautiful photographs, video clips, and associated website addresses and links. The music today was, for our opening, called Jerriconda Mix by Ken Jones with Apple Loops, a segment of Deep in the Jungle by Joe Scruggs, some Dr. Jones by Aqua, a bit of Jungle Deep by Nicholas Gudino, Sneaky Tiki by Tiki Yaki Orchestra, and our closing music is by Don Tiki called Jungle Julie. Support these wonderful artists by purchasing their music. Again, let me invite you to visit and like our Facebook page. It is maintained with all the up-to-the-minute news and announcements and great photos. Simply search on Facebook for Jungle Deep Podcast. And follow me on Twitter. Search for Jungle Deep or KenJones56, all one word. This is your host, Dr. Jones. Well, the show's over for today, so it's time to refill my Mai Tai, mount my elephant, and head back into the jungle.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.